how public money is spent is back in the news today with the revelation that a special scanner bought by the National Gallery 8 years ago has not been used because a suitable room can't be found. The scanner cost almost €125,000. In a statement, the gallery said that X-ray facilities are used by most major galleries and that it has now identified a solution to the problem. Just 2 weeks ago, you'll recall, there was controversy over the fact that the Arts Council had spent almost €7 million on an abandoned IT project. For the background to all of this, let's have a word with our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke. Evelyn, tell us about this scanner. What does it do?
Well, what we know at this point is the machine was bought by the gallery. They gave us a statement this morning confirming it was bought in November 2017. They described it as an X-ray system and that it was valued at €124,805 and that it was funded by the Cultural Digitisation Scheme. Now, we know that a scheme was announced in May 2017, a million euro scheme was announced by the government to provide grants for digitisation and online access to cultural heritage collections. Because we know that internationally there really has been a move across cultural institutions towards digitisation. There's a deep understanding now that archiving, that access is important. So, you know, the idea really, there's lots of reasons to have it, but the main two that people will tell you is access and preservation. By digitising collection, institutions can help researchers and students because, of course, you don't want people handling artworks. You want to keep them away from the light and also gives people international access too. So there's lots of many good reasons why cultural institutions are investing in this kind of equipment. But this machine itself, we don't have the exact specifications or the supplier. We did ask, but there were no details forthcoming. So we've been talking to people involved in the sector. And in terms of a scanner doing this kind of work, you are looking at very large scale art scanning machines. Now, there have been questions indeed to Micheál Mullaghan talking there about the handling of the machines, the fact, you know, where they were going to put it. We're told there wasn't a suitable room for the equipment and that they've been working with the OPW to identify a space. But industry experts today will tell you that when they receive an inquiry, they say the first question they'll ask is the size of the room available. That'll be followed by what size of artwork you're dealing with, and that these two bits of information determine what they can supply. They then would follow up with a drawing, for example. So in the case in this scanner, for example, we're hearing that it required lead lining, that this was part of it, and the weight bearing of it. So there's a lot of kind of elements to it, but it seems, talking to people in the industry, that those are conversations, this is information that'll be widely known, they say, in the art world, that this is all part of it. So I suppose there's some confusion really about this, how 8 years later we're still in this situation of trying to find a space for it. And now, as you say, they're saying that the scanner, that they're looking towards a mobile unit on site that could come into use later this year.
What else are they saying today, Evelyn? Because as you say, you know, they're now saying this lunchtime that they reckon they have identified a solution to the problem, but it is 8 years since the money was spent.
Yes, well, they're saying at this point that currently some elements of the X-ray system are stored securely on site, which makes us believe that maybe the most part of the machine is in Dublin. Actually, when you go online to look at the images, it's quite extraordinary equipment, like it's kind of robotic arms, and you know, it really can be cutting edge
technology.
Yeah,
I think when people heard scanner this morning, they may have thought of like a kind of a medium-sized printer. It doesn't look like that at all. If, as you say, if you go online and have a look at this, we're talking about quite a piece of kit.
Yes, and when you think of the scale of some of the artworks, I mean, you go into something like the National Gallery, entire walls will have an artwork. And in cases of artwork, for example, if you're scanning it, you might find other pictures underneath, other layers of material. Like, it's a good idea to have this kind of equipment there. But in this case, it's not functioning, because they say some elements of the X-ray system are stored securely on site, presumably in Dublin. But the main component, this X-ray bulb, is stored with the supplier. Again, we don't know who the supplier is. We don't know where that X-ray bulb is. But they're saying that, you know, the facilities are used by most galleries, so they're standing over this as such. But I'd say there's a, you know, urgency now in making sure that light bulb makes its way to Dublin and gets moving.
Evelyn, stay with us, because I know there is another story developing this lunchtime, and we'll come to that in just a moment. But this particular matter, the question of the scanner, was due to be considered at this morning's cabinet meeting. And on his way into that gathering, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, spoke to reporters.
I think it's incomprehensible. It's very difficult to explain that, why someone would embark upon the purchase of a scanner that they didn't have a facility to locate it in. So I think it's up to the agency to explain that. I mean, the National Gallery is a prized national institution. Many, many people across the country, school children and so on, visit that gallery. It's a beautiful building, and this is a seems to me to be a very difficult story to explain. And I think it falls on the gallery itself to explain what happened here.
Micheál Martin, however, Social Democrats TD Gary Gannon said it was laughable that senior government figures were acting as commentators on this matter, and responsibility, he said, rested with them.
A little bit dismayed at how willing the government are to be commentators or around issues that people are actually looking for a little degree of accountability on. We are talking about public money here. It's the Arts Gallery today. I mean, it was a wall in D4 last week. It'll be something else next week. The government needed to step up and actually show a bit of leadership when it comes to the expenditure of public money, because confidence is being eroded in the absence of it. And this whole somebody should look into this as if the tarnisher who was the Taoiseach and will be the Taoiseach again is not accountable is not good enough.
Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins us now from Leinster House. Micheál, as far as the government is concerned, when did this problem come to light?
It seems to have come to light in the National Gallery's annual report. I think that was one of the questions today that was asked. Why exactly this hasn't come to light before now, given that it is been there for about 8 years. That's when the problem first arose. So today is the day when great urgency is suddenly there when it comes to this particular piece of expenditure.
Ministers say they're unhappy. What are they proposing to do?
Well, I think they are saying that the responsibility for this rests with the gallery to find a solution quite quickly. It does seem that that is going to happen now, that you will have a mobile unit on site. But I think that's not straightforward either. And that all comes down to the fact that something of this size generates a lot of radiation. So even having a mobile unit on site will require a sign off by the Environmental Protection Agency before that will happen. So that's probably where things are moving to now. Again, though, it does show, and it gives plenty weight to the opposition's claim that taxpayers' money perhaps has been spent without the proper levels of oversight over the years. And I suppose that will lead to further controversy and further political heat when the Dáil resumes at 2 o'clock.
Because, Micheál, of course, it's not the first time that a mistake like this has been made. People might recall that a Dáil printer ended up costing, what, I think more than 2 million euro in the end because it didn't fit into its designated room.
Yes, and I suppose it is the fact that there are echoes of that once again here. The cost involved is lower. Also, there is probably a significant difference here now as well that there isn't a storage cost on this, it seems. Government seem fairly satisfied the fact that the bulk of the machine is over in the gallery, that it's not costing money for storage. But again, it comes back to that charge that government has been overseeing the wasting of taxpayers' money. Indeed, Labour's Duncan Smith saying that this really ultimately falls on the Department of Public Expenditure now, and it is that department that will have to take the lead in ensuring that taxpayers' money is protected.
Micheál, thanks a million for that. As I said, Evelyn O'Rourke, our arts and media correspondent, is still here. Evelyn, since we came on air, the terms of reference for the inquiry into the Arts Council computer system have been published. What can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that we just got a statement there coming in confirming some of the details. So the membership of the expert advisory committee is the chair, Professor Niamh Brennan, then John McCarthy joins her, and then Dr. Margaret Cullen joins. So three of those people are the members of the expert advisory committee. And the terms of reference are starting with considering whether the Arts Council's corporate governance framework reflects best governance practice for state bodies. And the review will include, but is not limited to, looking at procurement, oversight and management of contracted performance with third-party suppliers, overall project governance, compliance with the provisions of all relevant legislation, and the role and composition of the board of the Arts Council, amongst many, many other features as well. So this really looks like a very deep investigation examination into this work.
Evelyn, thanks indeed. Our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke.